Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Searching only for the higher ground, I miss the ferns and wild hollyhocks. 6,000 feet of mountain, I hurry to the very top. I cry out to the valley below, but I only hear my
How do you find God? This is the Light Giver International Association's Sunday service. Welcome, welcome. Now let's let Becky Williams sing a bit more of the song.
I hope to find it somewhere. I search the pyramids of Egypt. Only the memory was
solar system through the source of nation process. And for those of you who are clairvoyant, I think you will have a wonderful time. So on behalf of the Board of Directors of the Light Givers International Association, you are most welcome as our guest for this program. And the messages we'll be discussing later on were received anonymously by, and not received anonymously by me, but received from a group of higher beings who have chosen in this particular venue to be anonymous, and I'm sure you may recognize their thinking and their energies as the program goes on. So once again, thank you for listening, and we genuinely hope that you will enjoy the day, the program. And be sure, if you haven't gotten there already, to go to the Light Givers website, and that's the Light Givers with an S, .org. And also, if you're interested in understanding a bit more about the Universal Healer Program, which is primarily to provide services, healing services, to those who are interested, you can find out about that at universalhealer.org. So let me give you a few ideas about how the sourcination process actually occurs. The first thing is, it is completely instantaneous. And believe me, we did not believe that it would be instantaneous until we installed the website and asked a few people like some of yourselves who are either clairvoyant or mediums, psychics, to take a look at the website. And we didn't give them a clue as to what the website was energized to do. And they came back with reports like, wow, it's amazing. It took me out of my body. I saw this light. I felt clear. I was lifted up. And, of course, our response, skeptics that we are, our response was, really? So as it happens, these higher beings energize this website, the lightgivers with an S, .org, so that people like yourselves could simply look not so much at the writing, but certainly at the graphics, click the website on. I probably would do it with my eyes closed. What's on the website is really not that important. What's in the website in terms of the energies that are embedded within it are extraordinary. So what I'm going to do is walk you through a list of what takes place or what can take place instantly as soon as the website is looked upon, if I can be a little eloquent there. So the first thing I'll mention is that many people, for whatever reason, are blocked in terms of their spiritual advancement and progress, and that's the whole energy set on this website, and that is to support the removal of anything that's blocking your spiritual advancement. It's not necessarily designed to heal you physically, although it may, but its primary emphasis is to support your ascension to a higher state of being. So that being the case, the first thing that I usually mention is that the energy of the website is designed to dissolve any contracts, agreements, or even curses that are influencing or interfering with your spiritual progress. Sometimes there are agreements made by grandparents or people further up the line that of which we're not aware at all, and yet those agreements sometimes can intrude into daily life. Well, we don't ask you to go back to your family tree to see if those influences are there. We simply ask your energy field, your higher being, God, Jesus, whoever you look to, are there any contracts or agreements have been made that have been influencing this person or influencing your spiritual progress? If the answer is yes, because we can't get away from the question of free will. Whatever changes occur have to be with your permission. So we just, if we get an indication that there's something there, then we simply ask if you agree that it be removed. Do you agree with asking Jesus, God, whomever you look to remove it? If you say yes, in almost every case I've experienced, it's completely gone. The next thing we ask is, Are there any limiting beliefs that you have? Sometimes there are beliefs that you may have which you aren't aware of that were inculcated in you either school, growing up, neighbors, kinfolk, grandparents, doesn't matter. We ask if they're present, yes or no. And the point is we're just trying to identify what might be interfering with your spiritual progress and development. And once again, if we get a yes that there's something there, then we simply ask if you agree that we can ask God to remove whatever is there. If you agree with that, then it's removed. Not by us, believe me. We know better than to think it's us, because the authority by which we do the work is the authority of God by way of his holy angels. In my own case, I align it with Jesus Christ as the primary healing vortex that I have noticed has been generally operating within my own experience. Now, other people, universal healers, they may look to or assign the healing source to, you know, some other being, some other awareness as it manifests. But as you go up the spiritual hierarchies, sooner or later you come to the point where there's a single divine matrix out of which the others proceed. And I'm not trying to stampede you either toward me or any other direction. Just want to tell you, if you have a question about what's the authority by which this work is done. And we work directly, most of us work directly with one or more of the archangels who primarily are the instruments for this kind of work. So after the healing limiting beliefs are removed, then the next thing we ask is there anything interfering with you that is coming from someone or some group, some person, some event with whom you are connected? You know, sometimes you may meet people or know people who, whenever you're around them, after it's over, you feel drained or you feel heavy. You feel like you've taken a burden from them. Well, in many cases, you really have. And so the issue is your spiritual progress. So we simply ask if there's anything from any of the people with whom you're connected that's interfering with your spiritual progress. If it is, if it's a love connection, that's okay. All we're wanting to do is just to disconnect whatever is sort of the dark energy, the energy that's hindering you. So once again, we make the request, and do you agree? If you agree, then you simply say, yes, you do. You have to say it out loud. You just think it mentally. And then the very next thing, which is really exciting for many people, has to do with the fact that there is always a prevalence of entities, extraterrestrials, and sometimes walk-ins and other forms of intrusion into your life space, your head space, even your personality space. So if these things are interfering with your spiritual progress, then once again we make the request, we ask if you agree that we can ask God to simply remove those influences and relocate them via Holy Spirit into another vibration, another dimension. You just don't want it out, because if you just get it out, it could perhaps infect or infest someone in your household, perhaps a neighbor. It might even just lurk in a corner for a bit and then reenter you at some later time. So you want them to be completely moved to some other dimension. And then the last thing that we'll ask in this particular sequence, which is the aura clearing and healing sequence, is that if there's anything influencing you today, and you can do this as we're going along, influencing you today, influencing your life today, that is directly coming from energy associated with some previous lifetime, from the past, if that is not only influencing you, but interfering with your spiritual progress, once again, you make the request, ask if you agree, that all those energies be simply removed and replaced with divine healing light. That being the case, you may notice some level of upliftment, some level of clarification. And then the next sequence, and all this occurs simultaneously, don't forget that. The next sequence is the soul clearing and healing sequence. And in that sequence, what simply happens is, again, I'm just going down the list, they happen in no particular order, has to do with, one, you coming into complete alignment with your life purpose. Sometimes people are a little bit off target. Sometimes people are a whole lot off target. So you will notice as you go through the soul clearing and ascension process, you'll become completely aligned 100% with your life purpose. You also will notice that your capacity to give and receive divine energy, whether it's soul energy from you, God energy from others, goes up once again 100%. And then you'll also notice as well that if you have an interest in being aligned with God's will, you will notice that that comes also in place, that there's a greater centering. But it doesn't mean that your mind won't say to you, oh, well, you know, you're still confused. But underneath that, you will notice almost a gathering of soul. Now, as you go through all those, as you experience all that simultaneously, the next thing that I just want to mention to you is soul ascension. The ascension, the movement of your awareness into a higher state of beingness occurs instantaneously. That you find yourself experiencing what in some traditions has been called Jivan Mukti, Nirvana, the Void, even the Kingdom of Heaven. This is where you will move to. Now, having said all that, in some cases, register individuals, for whatever reason, who have in a sense that you might say, loosen the bonds that are holding them to those states. So for this reason, we have the Universal Healer Program, and also Ascension Masters are trained, and Light Givers are trained to do this as well. But the Universal Healer Program, then, you're able to receive in about 15 minutes a disconnection, a loosening of all those bonds that are holding you, and a recentering and repolarizing yourself into this higher state. Now, all this is instantaneous, and it happens very quickly. It takes much longer to talk about it than it actually does to share it. So you can go to the Universal Healer website, which is universalhealer.org, and there's a bit more discussion about sort of the healing aspects of this work. We don't really do a lot of discussion on the light giver side, but the Universal Healer is constructed to provide that support. And so you're able to have sessions with individuals like myself, and the prices that are listed on the website are really way off. They're much higher than what would be charged. And the charge isn't for the healing. It's simply for the time that's invested. And if you want to speak to me directly about any of this work, you can actually call 855-765-HEAL, which is also 4325. So if you want to talk about some of the Light Giver work, Universal Healer work, then you certainly can call, leave your number, and I'll get back to you and explain to you how the sessions work and perhaps let you know what the special reduced cost is of just the time that's involved in providing this service. So thank you for listening, for joining us for today's program. And now we will turn to members of the board of directors who are here today who will lead the discussion.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Lynn Hoft. I'm very happy to be with you today. I'm sitting here with Vivian Hildebrandt, who is running the electronic board for us. And we're going to go ahead and discuss the Light Giver message, which is message number 2. Those of you that are signed up on our website to receive our newsletters should have gotten a message yesterday where I ended up just putting the full text of message number 2, and I think we're going to go with it that way from now on. Just put the single message, but have it in its full text in the content of the email rather than as an attachment. I think some people were missing the attachments and whatever. We're hoping this works. You can give us some feedback if it's not working. Anyway, Light Giver message number 2 is titled, Golden Age Light Giver message number 2. but the focus is on the idea of why these messages are called Golden Age. And this first paragraph, this introduction, talks a bit about the Mayan calendar And along with the Mayan calendar, you could throw in another dozen or so other prophecy or prophetic calendars from other cultures and histories. Though the Mayan calendar has been proven to be accurate, I particularly have been drawn to the Mayan calendar for years. And up and through the year 2012, I was very focused on watching to see how these dates cycled. If you don't know much about the Mayan calendar, just briefly, the Mayan calendar is set up around cycles of life. There is this main calendar that tracks master cycles, some of which run thousands of years, particularly in the beginning phases of the cycle. They take a long, long time, and then they kind of time collapses and things move faster as you get towards the end. And we're talking here about a 26,000-year cycle that was dated to end on the 12. Okay. Anyway, that date marked the end of a 26,000-year cycle, and which meant most people believe either the calendar is just kind of going forward as at that point. Now this is in other words, we don't know, but I have enjoyed reading Carl Kalaman's work. If you want to know more about the Mayan calendar, you can go online and look up Carl Kalaman. He's got a wonderful website there with all kinds of information, and he's continuing to write articles and talk about what's happening now within the context of the calendar. Another person that I really have enjoyed reading is Barbara Hand Clow. She's an amazing woman. She also has a website, and her work for the last several years has also aligned with the Mayan calendar, and she, through her own research, supported the fact that Kalaman's dates and projections were correct. She's getting the same kinds of things, and she has a more of a Native American perspective. She was raised, I think, Cherokee, and her grandfather trained her as a shaman from the time she was, you know, as a toddler almost and on up. And so she has a lot of fascinating things to say. But basically, they both corroborate that the 26,000-year cycle ended on December 21st, 2012. The next, I think maybe we ought to just take a moment and see if there's anybody that has any comments about that first paragraph, and then we'll continue. So if you have a comment, you can put your light on, and we'll give you the floor.
I'm just going to open up the line for 813-746. Do you want to introduce yourself, or do you have any comments or questions?
Okay, well, this is Ron and Phyllis. Press 1. I'm open.
Yes, you're
Hi.
Open.
Hi, nice to have you on board.
Yeah, we just got back from a vacation with Ron and Phyllis Brown down in sunny Florida. And I have found Mayan calendar to be interesting, but I'm not a very good student. But I found it that it's very accurate. I went to a recent talk that was given here by two ladies, and they approached it completely different than I had ever seen before. But I think a lot of things are going to be happening, and I just think that we need to, for myself and my husband, we need to be spiritually connected and at peace, that if things get kind of crazy and nutso, that we're ready to go. If we have, if that's the choice that is made, we're at peace to be able to go on to another world. And I think a lot of people are frightened, and of course the media is putting all the fear stuff out there. The movie is coming out, is all this fear stuff. And it doesn't have to be that way. That is my biggest contribution from this moment. I have been reading a very thick book. I'm not through with it yet, but The Gene Keys. Most interesting. Written from a completely different perspective. It's over there on the table, and I'm not going to go get it. But a group of us have been reading that and discussing it, and it's I can just say, if now you can order the book, and it's within reason. It used to be like $80 or $100, but now they've got it down to $15. So it's worth a read, but it's very heavy, and that's all I can say. Ron, don't you want to say something?
Oh, I just put in my two cents worth here, that the other day we were looking, I think it was on YouTube, and speaking of a lot of changes in the weather and this, that, and the other, this guy had made an observation over several months, and I don't know how accurate it is or whatever, but he has said that magnetic north has already drifted something like 150 miles from where it was just like 6 months ago. And he said at the rate it's going, it can, no telling what's going to happen. And it is affecting, he said that was probably some of the reasons why some of these global changes are occurring. One of the key factors, and I had heard also years ago that the Earth was due for another polar shift. So hopefully that's not going to occur. But he said also he had noticed that the sun, and I've noticed this a little bit, but not to the point where he was talking about, that the sun does not come up and set in the same exact locations that it has before. He has noticed the difference in the shifting already, that it's a few degrees off now from where it used to come up in the east and set in the west. So something may be adrift here, you know, coming up. So that's my little contribution.
Thanks, Ron. Thanks, Phil, so much. Thank you. We're going to open up 916-206. And we'll ask you if you'd like to introduce yourself or if you have a comment or question.
Hi, I was just listening, but I'm a light worker. I've been on the road for a year and a half, so it's interesting to hear the degrees of the shift that you have calculated that way, you know, whenever you're talking to people who just want you to think you're crazy. At least now we have a little bit of scientific. Well, we have moved. The sun is setting in a different place now, and we have moved 150 miles. So that's the North Pole, you said, moved 150 miles in 6 months?
Yeah, the magnetic.
The magnetic pole?
Yeah, the magnetic pole.
When I try to tell people, well, your magnetics are changing in all your cells, because people are hanging on to the medical doctor of God, and they're still taking medicines that are hurting them. And even though it comes out, this medicine's hurting you, and causing what's happening to you, they will still take it because the doctor will still practice with it. It's practicing, and it's like, come on, people. It's time to learn how to heal yourself. How can I get people to understand they have that inherent wisdom to heal themselves? As a light worker, that's the hardest thing I've had, to get people to understand. Now, they may understand that we're shifting. They may understand because of that the magnetics are changing. But they're not understanding we can heal them ourselves. And for that, you're crazy. You know, it's like if it isn't one thing, it's another. People that want to remain asleep and just on medicines for things that are causing them problems so that they can declare their disease just won't wake up enough to listen to healing. Do you have any ideas about that, waking people up to the fact that they can receive healing?
This is Vivian, and my thought, you are so right on. My observations really mirror yours. And what I'm thinking is that the old thought patterns that have been really put into us on this planet keep us in these very destructive relationships, like the ones with doctors. Now, they can be helpful if you break your bones, but this whole process of healing you're talking about really comes from within us. So I'm seeing, and they're saying now, that the matrix that holds all of these negative thought patterns and controls on us has really broken up. And I think the hard part is getting people to trust themselves and to listen to their inner selves. But I think it's coming, but I think that's the key, whether we trust ourselves enough to know, to listen to what is our next step in our own healing. So that's my thought. And Lynn wanted to make a comment, too.
Hi. Thanks, all of you, for your comments. It really stretches the possibilities of what we can talk about. I wanted to add that I mentioned Barbara Hand Clough a little bit earlier, and one of the big things she has focused on is what she calls catastrophobia. And she maintains that all of us alive on the planet today have gone through huge catastrophic destructions of life as we know it on this planet. I know I have memories of Atlantis sinking. And, you know, before that, there was Lemuria. And there have been many space wars and things like that that have taken place, too. And I think right now, if you just look at the media, you're seeing a lot of that being revived and coming back in the movies, and it's, oh, it's going to be so horrible and blah, blah, blah. And it's not. We already lived through catastrophobia. That was part of our training. And now we are at a point where, as all of you have suggested, our essence is changing. The molecular structure and physical form is shifting. We are moving out of third dimension. In fact, I've read, and when I check it out, I get it's true, that we no longer live in third dimension at all. Our third dimensional view is actually kept in place by our connection with the matrix that supports that beingness, but it's not real anymore. It's just hot air. And we have moved into, some would say, fourth dimension, and some would say actually fifth dimension, but we just haven't woken up yet to where we are. We are not going to go through a huge catastrophe. Sure, there are going to be incidents as the Earth shifts. But I also believe that everything is going to be done to minimize the impact. And I think the reason for that has to do with our our spiritual growth, our growth in consciousness, our understanding of who we are as God's children, as spiritual beings, as light workers, as light beings, as in a sense, God's ourselves, who we are. And I don't mean that at all from an ego perspective, but I think that's the biggest challenge that we're dealing with in today's world is, who are we? If we're still caught up in the outer trappings and what things look like, then we can get way off track and we can give in to that fear and worry about, oh my God, it's awful and it's getting worse. But if we stay, if we learn to stay seated in the light that we are, to stay in the heart of God, to keep ourselves focused on, actually, for me, it's so big, but it comes down to something very simple, and it's staying in the now. It's just being here now, being fully present. There's nowhere else to go. And so I just wanted to put that information out there about the catastrophobia thing, because that's old patterning, old thinking. And even though our movie industry seems to be trying to revive it, it's not happening. And there are some other pretty good movies out there. I love to go to the movies. So do you have somebody else, Viv?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to open up the line for 678-601, and I'll ask you if you'd like to introduce yourself or if you have a comment or question.
Hi, this is Ernest.
Hi, Ernest.
I've been listening to the conversation. It's a very interesting one. What came to mind to me was concerning the predictions of the catastrophes and all of that. Somewhere I read, I can't remember exactly who was the author of it, but they said that if enough people had awakened in consciousness, that those catastrophes wouldn't happen, and that's actually occurred. Mm-hmm. And I think they had channeled a message from, if I'm not mistaken, Archangel Michael concerning that.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Ernest, for bringing that up, because I have read a number of articles and channels that confirm what you're saying. We've gone beyond that one.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of that was connected to the multiple timelines that existed. And I can't remember if it was last year or just previously to that, those timelines, some of the ones with the catastrophes ended. And so, yeah, 12-12-12, Lynn is saying those timelines completed. And the timeline we're on is now the one that moves us into a new golden age. So, and spiritual expansion and consciousness that grows. So, yeah, thanks. Thanks, Ernest, for bringing that.
Viv, you were talking about something the other day about how those timelines have all collapsed into one, and so many things are not possible or have completed that might have occurred. But you were also talking about the current that we're in, something about it's connected to a point where everything unfolds into a new shifting. Okay. Well, I thought that was kind of cool, that there is we're just kind of like in a continuum right now. It rings true for me, and we're heading toward wonderful shift in consciousness for everyone.
We have another caller, 347-569. Let me open your mic, and if you'd like to introduce yourself and share anything.
Yes, hello. This is Janelle and I am a universal healer, and I just have been enjoying the conversation thus far. I think that all are really so interconnected, and, you know, in, to add to what everyone's been saying, in science, there's something called the butterfly effect, and to sum it up in layman's terms, it pretty much states that everything affects everything else, and even the smallest things that happen on the, you know, with this, something as small as a butterfly flapping its wings, you know, in, let's say, Delaware, that rippling effect, that way that it created, could actually create a tornado or some type of catastrophe someplace else, depending on that wave and how it's carried. And the butterfly effect is a very interesting theory, and that science actually right now believes to be true. And I think that more and more we're starting to see how interconnected we all are and how much we really affect one another with our beliefs, our actions, our words, and definitely our thoughts. So I think that this conversation is one that many of us have had, and it's a conversation that I find myself having actually many times with individuals who are starting to wake up and are starting to say, hey, with all these catastrophes and things that are happening on the planet, is this something that we're affecting? And I think the answer from all that I've read and what I've seen and tested as well is absolutely, the answer is unequivocally yes. So it's great to be able to talk with us about
Good morning.
Yeah. So to be able to talk about it with individuals that are also sensing what's going on.
Thanks, Janelle. I think a lot of that, you know, for me, when I was raised there, and I think for all of us, there's been this separation, you know, separate boxes in our heads. Separation everywhere, and I think we're moving into this unity consciousness, and that's where that interconnectedness really originates, and that is a major shift for the mind, the thought mind that we were conditioned into. Anyway, that's so true, what you said.
And this is Lynn, and that a really, really clear picture of what is going on. Thanks. Brings towards the end of that second paragraph in the Light Giver message that we're looking at this morning. That there is a transformation in human consciousness, and it's already underway. Could I ask those of you who are on the call and don't have
what
the floor
number
to
do I choose? Seven. Okay. I usually don't use seven.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll have to get me another one. Today's only thing is the fantasy. Is that the only one that's
good? Okay. if you do want to make comments, you can push, what is it?
Star one.
And then a little light goes on the board, and then we'll get to you. But I just wanted to say that this transformation in human consciousness is already underway. And what people have just been discussing really aims us towards this oneness with all. That to me, I think, is more fascinating than anything else. I find myself pondering how that's going to look, how it's going to feel, what it's going to be like to truly be one with all, and yet being ourselves. So there's kind of a dichotomy there that we have to kind of reach some kind of a point of understanding, I suppose. But and I think that's really this transformation in consciousness. Well, I don't think it. I know it. This is why the Light Givers work and the Universal Healer work was started. Viv and I have been working with this for many years, gosh, since 2006 when it first became available. And it has been an amazing journey. And the journey has been in really connecting with who we are. And part of doing that, and let me say this, a huge part of doing that has been the letting go and clearing out of who we're not, but who we thought we were. And that's been a huge part of our journey in taking this as a step-by-step process. And that is what the Source of Nation offers in a much more compacted and synthesized here and now approach. I mean, it's like you can have all the details and all the steps of how this all works together, which we experienced over a period of years. And then it comes now to the Source of Nation, which is does it all in a flash, in a moment. That's the gift that the Light Givers website offers people. You can go on there and just go through that little Source of Nation exercise, which takes just a few minutes, and you have cleared all the dross that's in your way and moved yourself into that center, into that oneness, into that wholeness with who you are and your connection with Spirit. And does anybody want to make any comments about that?
Well, I definitely have a comment, and this is Vivian. My thoughts basically are that we just, because this whole Mayan prophecy has become part of the social consciousness, and because so many people worldwide, globally, are searching to do their light work and to find something that assuages this urge that we have to get to truth somehow, I think all of that brings us to this work or any other work that lets us eliminate everything that keeps us from love. Because if we want one simple thing, yes, Ascensions do this work. The Source of Nation does this work. Light Givers are doing this work all over the world. But what it's doing is letting go and clearing all the blocks we have that keep us from who we are, which is love, just one big bundle of love. And each of us is that particular raindrop that's individual, but it's all included in this bundle of love that is the energy of the earth and who we are. And so I think the search is on for everybody, how to do this. And luckily, the Universal Healer and the Light Giver work is doing this for everyone in a very rapid and wonderful way, because you don't have to, you know, worry that the work isn't done. Yes, we have to check and make sure that we are clear, but that's the fantastic thing about this work.
And this is Lynn again. I was just thinking, as Viv was speaking, that I just want to clarify, you know, that the website is set up to do this clearing. The Source of Nation is set up to do this clearing. The Source of Nation that Gregory did in his introduction to this call is clearing. And the World Source of Nation is providing that kind of a clearing for the whole world. But there is a catch. And this is it. It's our personal responsibility to maintain that clearing. And if we don't, it goes away. And we go back into our old habits of thinking. But if we can
practice some of the exercises that are given on the website, for example, and a lot of paths have a lot of wonderful tools out there that are available for keeping your fields clear, keeping your energies clear, staying in the now, and not going there and taking the ride on all that old stuff. Anyway, that's critical. I think at first when we opened up the website a couple years ago, a few of the people that came on had the mistaken belief that this was going to do it and it was going to be done forever. And then they were disappointed when things didn't work that way. But they didn't work because they didn't do their piece, which is, you know, I mean, there is no free lunch. Remember that old line? Well, there's no free lunch in the Light Giver and or in any spiritual work. There is no free lunch. We have to take our personal commitment to keeping it working, to keeping ourselves clear, to continue to grow. And it's not like it's really hard, but we have to do that. Otherwise, we could be disappointed. I've had people say, well, that didn't work. One time there was a fellow who wanted some help getting rid of an entity, and there is a wonderful clearing available in the process. Actually, the Source of Nation will do it, but you have to then keep that door closed. Don't open it again. Mm-hmm. As soon as you start entertaining it again, then whoop, there you go. And that's your responsibility. That has nothing to do with anyone else. It just has to do with maybe you didn't understand that you had a piece in this practice as well. Do we have any more callers, Beth?
No, we don't have any new callers.
Okay.
There is a wonderful, just simple statement that Gregory received in this message, and here it is. In a very real sense, the time has come and is coming for the people of the earth to take even more seriously their spiritual purpose and to acknowledge their role in the divine plan. And that really says a lot. No matter what, all of the things that flow around us and the energies around us, we have to find who we are and achieve coming back to this oneness, this love, this compassion and beauty. And really, I can't imagine why anybody wouldn't want to do that. I know the world is just chaotic at times in the energies that keep people going toward success and all of the rest. But at the basis of who we are comes this God source energy. And there is an alignment between the source and who we are, because it does exist within us. So that's the divine plan, and that's very special, very, very special. So, Lynn, if you have anything else, otherwise we'll go on to the Source of Nation.
Yeah, I just want to wrap this up here. I too, had marked that quote in the last paragraph of the Golden Age message. And I hope by now you can see why these are called the Golden Age messages, because they're about this time that we're living in where wonderful things are occurring, and we all have, every one of us, an opportunity to grow with this. And I would add that I noticed just watching people around me and circumstances, and their lives are shifting and changing, and everybody's kind of like on a, whoa, what's going on? And yet this is part of this golden age where we're being moved to let go of what's not working. One of my favorite sayings to myself to get myself to stay on track is just focus on what is working. Don't focus on what's not working, because I sure don't want to create that for myself. And I'd rather go with what is working now and what's coming through moment to moment to continue my progress. So we are all living in the golden age, and I think that actually, you know, this message was written over a year ago, and while most of it rings absolutely true today, what I'm seeing is a huge quickening, and more people that I interact with are acknowledging that something is big is going on.
I'm going to open up the line for Ron and Phyllis. I see that you would like to make a comment. Here you are.
Hi, this is Diana. I just wanted to comment on the lady who was talking about the butterfly. Well, there's something new to add to that when you're talking about people about what is it like moving from three to fifth dimension, because they still have that catastrophic, oh my God, it's just the world's going to end thinking. And like the butterfly, before it becomes a butterfly, before the cocoon ruptures, is thinking, oh my God, this is the end of the world. And then when it comes out of the cocoon, it can fly. So that's kind of like a consciousness change. And they realized there was no catastrophe to being born with your wings. And many light workers are human angels now. That's my belief, because I have seen the wings and on people, and I've seen one on myself, and I kept trying to, like, push it, and it stayed. So every once in a while, when you get in that different dimension, you can see. And I've seen halos on people before, too. So we are changing, and the light workers who have done their work are really going to be able to help these people who have woken up. It's just how to explain to them that they do have that inherent wisdom to heal themselves. That's the one I'm still working on. But thank you. That's all I wanted to say.
Thanks, Diane. I am going to open up the line for 972-357 in case you would like to introduce yourself or make a comment or a question. Okay. Do you have a comment or question?
Maybe we don't. No, I mean they might.
Oh. Okay. I guess we don't have that. So shall we go on to the World Source of Nations ceremony, which will close out our Sunday morning service this morning? So thank you so much, all of you, for being with us and for your wonderful comments and questions. They've really added to the mix of what we discussed today. Here we go.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. B. Delosier here with a rundown of GGM Radio's brand new schedule. Boy, have we got some wonderful new programs with great new hosts. A little something for everyone. On Mondays at 11 a.m. Central, it's Messages of Light with Amanda Dowell for an hour of psychic chat and inspirational guests. Mondays at 7 p.m. Central, it's time for Primarily Paranormal with psychic Tina Marie. Share an hour with Tina and Bob Weber of Gulf Coast Paranormal. On the second and fourth Tuesday of every month at 8 p.m. Central, it's the Back to Brilliance Hour with Lynn Hoft and Vivian Hildebrand, an hour devoted to your spiritual growth. Wednesdays start at 11 a.m. Central with Maggie Holbeck and Crystal Clear Coaching, featuring motivational inspiration to get your life back on track. At 1 p.m. Central, join Claudia Cleary on Wednesdays with Namaste Nutrition for an hour of soothing chat all about good health, positivity, and spiritual balance. Thursdays, start your day at 9 a.m. Central with Nancy Murdoch and Mastering the Art of Joyfulness. Let Nancy and her special guests lift you out of that rut and get you back in your groove. At 8 p.m. Central, join Dr. Gregory Scott for the Light Giver Universal Healer Hour. Gregory offers spiritual education to further you along your path to enlightenment and empowerment. Fridays at 12 noon Central, it's Alive to Thrive with Brenda Fraser. Join Brenda for an hour of inspiration and motivation, featuring a lineup of today's most popular authors and guests. Friday night at 7 p.m. Central, enjoy an hour of psychic chat with spot-on reader Tasha Harris and the Angels Network. Saturdays begin at noon Central with Bea Delosier, yours truly, and the Metaphysical Edge for psychic chat and interesting guests ranging from UFO research, paranormal experiencers, and all things metaphysical. At 2 p.m. Central on Saturday, it's Audrey Quinn and My Beauty Angel, an hour created just for you with tips and tricks on how to be the best you can be with what God has given you. Sunday is a day of service here on Greater Good Ministries Radio, each week featuring a different interfaith minister, bringing joy, upliftment, and unfoldment for body, mind, and spirit. The first Sunday of the month is Conversations Beyond the Edge with Dr. Gregory Scott. The second Sunday of the month is the Empowerment Hour with Reverend Barbara B. Delosier. Third Sunday of the month is the Light Givers International Sunday Service and Worldwide Source a Nation Celebration. The fourth Sunday of the month is In His Presence with Evangelist Patricia Benneman. Hope you will join us live for all of our Greater Good Ministries radio programs, but if you can't be with us in person, you can hear any of our programs on demand in archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/ggmradio. And remember, all of our programs now stream live from our home site, www.ggmradio.com. Wishing everyone warmest blessings, always in love, light, and sound. Music provided by Orville Bird, musician extraordinaire. Visit him at orvillebird.com and get a hold of all of Orville's wonderful music.
And now we'd like to invite you, well, actually we'll invite you to participate in what might be regarded as the high point, all conversations before now notwithstanding, but the high point of this particular program. And that is the Light Giver Worldwide Source a Nation and World Healing Ceremony. Now, as we may have mentioned to you earlier, that Source a Nation is a particular process that takes individuals through several steps. And the basic aim of the steps is to disconnect anything that is interfering with anyone's spiritual progress. So the different items that we mention, or elements that we mention, are simply related to what could be interfering with spiritual progress. That being the case, then, what are we talking about when we talk about the World Healing Ceremony? What we're going to do is go through several steps which will allow us to support the Source a Nation and the healing of all the individuals who are at that particular point when they're ready to take the next step. Now, not everybody is ready to move ahead. We all probably know people who are like that. But there are a number of us who have gone through many, many trials and tribulations and have made many efforts to reach, shall we say, the Godhead, to go into the next step of spiritual advancement, whether it's the fifth plane, whether it's kingdom of heaven, whether it's soul realization. But we know that there's a way that we can experience ourselves in a higher state. We've heard this down through the ages. So what would invite you to do is very lightly. You can either see this visually, inwardly, or not. But just know that it's occurring. take a moment, take a breath, and allow yourself to shift your attention out of or away from wherever you are right now until your viewpoint is above the earth. So if you look inwardly, you can see the earth. Now, it might appear as small to you as a volleyball or even a baseball. It may appear very large, but know that you're outside of the earth. And as you look at the earth, know that, and you may see little pinpoints of light. Some areas are very dense. In other areas, they're rather sparse. But these are the individuals who have come to the highest point that they can on their own, on their respective spiritual paths. And the aim of the World Source Nation Ceremony is to support them by giving them the clearing, allowing them to have the release from whatever is holding them back, and energetically supporting and lifting or boosting them into higher states. So now, the first step, the thing we'll do is just ask, if there are any of these people being held back because their contracts or agreements that have been made by them or someone else on their behalf, then if it's okay with them, and let's not take away free will, then let's simply ask that those bonds be released. Now, you'll notice some of them are starting to sparkle a little bit more. The second thing is, if there are any beliefs, strongly held beliefs, that are interfering again with their spiritual progress, assuming that they agree, we'll say, ask their higher self and ask that they be released from any of those strongly held beliefs that are interfering. And any beliefs that create beliefs, we ask that those be taken away as well. Going the next step, if there are any of those individuals who are being held back because of their connection to others, who may even be downloading dark, negative, and holdback energy, if we call that, into their energy fields, we ask that those also be disconnected so that only light and love flows to them. Notice that some of them are becoming even brighter, and their light, rather than twinkling, is starting to shine even more so. Going another step then, if there are any entities, intelligences, or beings that are interfering with these folks, that are holding them back, preventing them from coming forward, we ask now that any interfering beings or persons, whether they're in-body, out-of-body, simply be removed energetically from their energy fields. If they're not in-body, we ask that they just simply be taken into higher planes, other domains. Now, you notice some of them are really becoming quite bright. Quite bright. Now, the next thing is, if there are any that are being held back because of energies from previous lifetimes, even from the past in this lifetime, we ask likewise that those energies be removed from their energy field and be replaced with divine healing God energy. Wow, some of them are really bright. I mean, really bright. Good heavens. And then finally, with all that happening then, we simply ask that those who are ready to ascend in consciousness, not necessarily leave their bodies completely, but ascend in consciousness to the next level of awareness, whether it's Kingdom of Heaven, Sartori, the Void, Nirvana, Jivan Mukti, whatever it's called in their tradition, we ask that they, if they are ready, that they be permitted to move into that next level of conscious awareness. Now, that's the World Source Nation Ceremony, but let's move even further out. Let's go out to the end of the solar system and then look back into the solar system and notice all the planets. Notice the sun at the center and know that there's sentient beings on all of those planets. And now what we'll simply do is ask that a wave of spirit, by whatever name you call it, Shabda, Ruah, Chi, Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, Dyak, whatever you call it, we ask that that now flood the entire solar system and that it take every sentient being that's at that point that we just talked about where they're ready to move into a higher state. Notice, it's almost like a huge wave of beings throughout the entire solar system. that are now being ushered into this higher state. Now take a moment, allow yourself to notice that that's happened, and also to notice that you and we also went through the same process. The process is a healing one. It's an uplifting one. So now what I'd like to ask you to do is return to the point where you were just outside the planet Earth. Allow yourself to fully experience that shift in consciousness, and then allow yourself to return to where you are in this moment, whether you're listening to this program live or whether you're listening to it in the archives. The net effect of this activity is the same for you. You have experienced Source Nation along with the entire planet, along with the entire solar system. Just want to thank you so much again for being with us. And just remember that the central theme of the program is embodied in the song that's sung by Becky Williams, which is How Do You Find God? And thank you for being with us. Been listening to the Light Giver International Association, World Sourcer Nation program and discussion of the Light Giver Golden Age messages. Thank you so much for being with us.
To the very top, I cry out to the valley below, but I only